it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Cloudy now, 64 degrees. A verbal state of disaster emergency for Kansas counties impacted by flooding has been issued by the Governor Kelly's office. Monday, several counties west of Salina experienced heavy rainfall of more than a foot in some places. Areas in south-central Kansas are also included. The Kansas Division of Emergency Management has partially activated the State Emergency Operations Center in Topeka to monitor the flooding and assist counties with any potential need. Possible human remains have been found in a North Wichita neighborhood.
The discovery was made Monday afternoon in the 2800 block of North Mascot. That's near 25th in Arkansas. A family cleaning out a building found the remains in an oil change pit, which was partially submerged in water. Homicide detectives say they are investigating the case as a suspicious death. However, additional information has not yet been released. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Wichita City Council has approved increased fines in association with illegal dumping in the city.
Since 2018, almost 11,000 illegal dump sites have been cleaned up by contractors, costing the city over $1.5 million. Prosecuting these crimes have been challenging, with nearly half of the charges dismissed due to lack of proof. Councilmember Brandon Johnson said illegal dumping is a major problem.
What we've seen, just like Councilmember Hoheisel, I've had several neighborhood people send videos. Chris, you know that. I've sent them to you too. And people are just really frustrated. And I think $1,000 minimum is a really good deterrent, hopefully, to stop people from doing that.
The council increased the mandatory fine to a minimum of $1,000 and no more than $1,500 for a first conviction, and not less than $1,500 and no more than $2,500 for a second conviction. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The city will also install surveillance cameras at locations where illegal dumping frequently occurs. And the city of Wichita wants to cut down on crime in Old Town. The city council voted Tuesday to tighten enforcement, keeping those convicted of violent crimes from returning to the area. Police Captain Aaron Moses says this is one more way to keep Old Town safe.
We all saw incidents in the last 6 months that draw extreme public attention to the Old Town area. And we certainly feel that any additional restriction we can place to help people feel safe in that area is important. From the police department's perspective, having another tool and tool belt to try to keep problem people out of the area while they work on changing their behavior is beneficial.
Anyone convicted of a violent crime in Old Town faces a fine of up to $2,500 and up to a year in jail. Israel is facing backlash for its strike against Hamas leaders in Qatar Tuesday. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer has more.
The Qatari government saying, quote, "This criminal attack constitutes a flagrant violation of all international laws and norms and a serious threat to the security and safety of Qataris and residents of Qatar." Families of hostages still being held by Hamas told the AP that the prospect of their return now faces greater uncertainty than ever. And President Trump had this to say.
I'm not thrilled about the whole situation. It's not a good situation.
Trump wrote on Truth Social that he immediately directed Special Envoy Steve Witkoff to inform the Qataris of the impending attack, but he was unfortunately too late to stop that attack.
Hamas says while five lower-level members were killed, its top leaders survived the strike, but did not offer any evidence of that. Two Michigan men have been arrested following a gas station robbery in Ellis in northwest Kansas. The men allegedly stole around $1,500 from a Casey's. The suspects were later located in Lyman, Colorado, along with evidence linking them to other robberies along I-70 in Kansas. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS News Time now, 6:08, 8 minutes past 6 o'clock. Dramatic video shows the moment nearly 70 shipping containers fell off a cargo ship Tuesday and were left bobbing in the ocean at the port of Long Beach in California. The containers were stationed at Pier G and belonged to the vessel Mississippi, according to a report by Fox LA. The U.S. Coast Guard set up a 250-yard safety zone as fire and police crews responded. The man accused of murdering a Ukrainian refugee in Charlotte, North Carolina, is facing a new federal charge of committing murder on a mass transit system. Fox's Matt Finn reports.
The man accused of savagely stabbing to death 23-year-old Irina Zaritska on that light rail train faces the possibility of the death penalty. The alleged killer, DeCarlos Brown, was previously arrested at least 14 times and has an extensive violent criminal history. The U.S. attorney in the district where the killing happened announced a federal homicide case was opened because the killing happened on public transit. And the killing of Zaritska is being investigated as a possible civil rights violation if facts show it was racially motivated. President Trump blamed Democratic policies for Zaritska's death and promised his administration is going to fix it.
The suspect has reportedly been diagnosed with schizophrenia and is already facing state charges of first-degree murder. The jobs market grew at a slower rate through 2024. 911,000 fewer jobs were added, according to the Labor Department Tuesday. Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House.
This preliminary estimate of the annual benchmark revision shows the labor market might be weaker than we initially thought, but it comes after the president fired a top BLS official for a similar negative revision last month. The White House framed this news as evidence that President Trump was right to question the data and also said that he inherited a worse economy from Biden than was previously known, saying that the Federal Reserve needs to cut interest rates to get the U.S. out of this mess.
Final revisions for the report will come out in February. The key to finding happiness in the United States might start with an aloha.
This new Wallet Hub report ranks the happiest states in America for 2025. The rankings are based on 30 metrics, including emotional and physical well-being, work conditions, and community support. At the top spot, it seems like it's very easy to be happy in Hawaii. Residents there have the highest rate of life satisfaction. Maryland came in second with its low unemployment rates. And if a nice ear of corn makes you happy, well, maybe you'd like Nebraska, the third happiest state. West Virginia came in last place in this report. From the 16th happiest state, New York, I'm John Saucier, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Dare I even look how happy Kansas is?
Yeah, we better check that out.
Yeah, I suppose I'd better look it up. But in the meantime, we can do some traffic right here. And taking a look at things in traffic right now, actually, things are looking pretty good. Not really seeing too many problems out there just yet. Traffic volume still fairly light. Do have something to watch out for, though. We do have a stalled out vehicle. This is northbound I-135, and it's north of 53rd Street North. So up there in the Park City area, watch for a slowdown around that again, northbound on I-135. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. In the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Prepare for isolated showers and storms to move through the area through midday. Nothing heavy nor severe expected. Partly cloudy and 81 this afternoon. South winds 10 to 20. Partly cloudy 64 tonight. Mostly sunny, breezy, and hot on Thursday. A high of 89. Copy and paste onto your Friday. More sunshine, more wind. Friday's high 90. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now a cloudy sky, 64 degrees. We have a south wind at 5 miles per hour.
I didn't want to hear the word 90 from him again.
It's going to get close tomorrow.
Oh, man.
Sunny day across south central Kansas Tuesday. Wichita's high temperature yesterday, 84 degrees. Normal high, 86. And looking at the radar right now, large area of showers to the west of Wichita, and moving in this direction, it looks like. The leading edge is somewhere between here and looks like Cheney right now. There's some showers, spotty showers out that way, but it's a big area, but it's coming this way gradually, and kind of between here and Dodge City. That's a pretty good sized area. Anyway, it's moving our way. As you heard in the forecast there, we could see something here sometime this morning. Right now, a cloudy sky. Today is Wednesday, September 10th, 2025. On this date, 70 years ago, 1955, Gunsmoke made its TV debut. Of course, Gunsmoke had been on radio for years, but then they brought it to TV with Jim Arness's Matt Dillon. And, of course, you had, at that time they had Chester. They didn't have Festus yet. They had Chester. It was Dennis Weaver. And you had Amanda Blake as Miss Kitty. And, of course, Doc Adams. Milburn Stone from Kansas. From Sedgwick, as a matter of fact. Everything was on for years and years. I really got into it, I think, when I was a teenager and then as a young adult. I watched it, I think it was every Saturday night for a while there.
Wow.
Got into the characters. And we got a little formula after a while, after a few hundred shows, and where at the end of the day, the only way to solve the problem was for Matt Dillon to shoot somebody. But that was the formula. Gunsmoke, 70 years ago, premiering in 1955. Well, current conditions are determining that the Kansas State Fair parking lots will remain closed again today, with the exception of handicap parking near gates 5 and 9 on State Fair Road. A shuttle beginning at 7:30 this morning. If you're going up at the following locations, the shuttle at the Hutchinson Sports Arena on East 11th, Hutchinson Uptown Mall, and Bold 3PL parking lot. That's on East 17th Avenue. So those shuttles will run every 15 minutes, and they all drop off and pick up at Gate 9 on Plum Street. And that's what's going on with the parking and the attendance today at the Kansas State Fair. Good morning, Ted Woodward.
Hello.
It's been kind of wet conditions up there after it rained the other day. Well, Governor Laurie Kelly has directed flags throughout the state of Kansas to be lowered to half staff. This will be tomorrow from sundown to sunup to sundown on Thursday. Of course, that's September 11th, 2025, to honor those who lost their lives in the terrorist attacks on September 11th, 2001. Gosh, could it be? That was 24 years ago. Time is zipping by, Ted. And if you are interested in going to the fair, just remember that it's going to be on till the 14th, which is, Saturday or Sunday? Sunday the 14th. You still got time to make it up there, and we're going to have a few good days. Some pretty nice weather. It looks like pretty nice weather up around Hutchinson. What else we got going on? Wagon Masters, put that on your calendar for Saturday, September 27th, when the Wichita Wagon Masters will stage their annual chili cook-off in downtown Wichita. And it's always fun. It's a fundraiser. And it's great, great, great promotion, great event. 6:16, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Let's take a look at leadoff sports this morning with Ted Woodward.
All right, we'll start out with minor league baseball, where Wichita Wind Surge beginning the final six games of the season, all down at Whataburger Field in Corpus Christi. Against the Hooks, 2,500 fans at that game last night, and they didn't get to cheer much for their home team because Wichita shut them out. Wichita wins it 4-0. Three Surge pitchers combine on a two-hitter. 13th shutout this season for the Wind Surge as they start out these final six games. Wichita wins, but so does Tulsa. So didn't lose ground, but didn't gain any ground either. So Wichita remains two games behind Tulsa for a playoff spot, but now there's only five games to go in the season. Wichita at Corpus Christi again this evening. Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals in Cleveland, game two of a four-game series. And just like in game one of this series, the Royals offense does nothing and can't get anything more than a single. Did get two runners on in the ninth inning, trying to rally, though. You heard the game last night on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Head started first for Witt. The pitch swung on and missed, strike three, and the ball game is over. Kate Smith finishes off the shutout for Joey Cantillo and the Guardians, and the Royals lose 2-0 at Progressive Field. The Royals have dropped the first two games of this pivotal four-game series in Cleveland, and tonight the Royals were shut out on five total hits, all of them singles, and the Royals only got one base runner into scoring position. Joey Cantillo delivered a career-best 8 innings, and it was 8 shutout innings at that. Meanwhile, Noah Cameron was excellent. 7 innings of 2-run ball. He tied his career best with 7 innings. He tied his career best with 8 strikeouts. But the Royals' offense could not give him any support, and the Royals lose by a final score of 2-0.
Royals dropped their 3rd in a row. Cleveland has won 5 in a row. It was quick. Didn't even take 2 hours. 1 hour and 58 minutes. The Royals will try again tonight, but they keep losing ground in this chase for a playoff spot. Kansas City at Cleveland, 5:30 p.m. Listen live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Yesterday was a pretty good day in women's golf for the Shockers. Wichita State women's golf team competing over at the Payne Stewart Memorial over in Springfield, Missouri. Shockers finish runner-up. Highest team finish for the Shockers in 3 years. And it was the 3rd best team score ever shot in Shocker women's golf history. So, good event for Wichita State women's golf over in Springfield, Missouri to begin the season. And in men's golf up at Colbert Hills in Manhattan, K-State men's golf team wins the Wildcat Invitational on home links for the 4th straight year, defeating South Dakota State by 5 strokes. Wildcats by 5 strokes over the Jackrabbits in men's golf up at Colbert Hills in the Wildcat Invitational. Happy birthday today to former Chiefs fullback Kimball Anders. It's his birthday. He is 59 today. Spent his entire career for a decade with the Chiefs in the 1990s. He is in the Kansas City Chiefs Hall of Fame. 3 straight Pro Bowl selections in the mid-90s. He averaged more than 4.5 yards a carry. Pretty good. Career totals of 5,000-plus all-purpose yards, 18 touchdowns. And in 125 games, that's the second most in Chiefs franchise history for a running back. So, a guy that workhorse for a decade.
Yeah.
The fullback, Kimball Anders. It's his birthday today. He's in the Chiefs Hall of Fame. He is 59 years old. And it was 50 years ago on this day here in our little neck of the woods, a $750,000 fundraising campaign for the Kansas Coliseum began. Not sure who they were trying to fundraise from. I would have assumed 75. I would have assumed the government paid for all that. But maybe not. Maybe they solicited some private donations to help get the Coliseum built. That was 50 years ago on this day. Of course, it was built and served as our main arena for decades and decades. That's Sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring the pepperoni pizza that's topped with sliced, cubed, and deli-cut pepperoni. My brother Ned loves that one.
Really?
Pepperoni is now available for a lunch or full size. Wichita Brewing Company. It's pizza and beer made here. And Sports is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. Provides detox, residential, and outpatient services for most insurances and veterans. Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch.
6:21 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. The dangers of plastics. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning, here on KNSS.
Plastics, my boy. Plastics.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 6:30 here on this Wednesday morning, 64 degrees. 2 Wichita elementary schools have been sold following approval Monday by the school board.
Clark and Payne Elementary Schools were closed as part of cutbacks in 2024. The board approved selling them both for just over $1 million. Clark Elementary was sold to Wichita Classical School, who plans to use the building for its 7th through 12th graders. Payne Elementary was sold to Prixis, which provides mental health, foster care support, and other support services for children. They plan to move into their building early next year following remodeling. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Wichita City Council approving a pair of ordinances regarding noise nuisances and loud vehicles.
The amendment to the noise nuisance ordinance will clarify the process an organizer will take to request permission to exceed decibel levels. It will also clarify which city department will be responsible for enforcement. The city says vehicle noise, which is excessively loud, is a nuisance and illegal. The violation is an infraction with a minimum fine of $500 and a maximum fine of $1,500. Also during Tuesday's meeting, the council approved a $100,000 plan to install new signs at four city pool facilities. This year's funding will focus on Alley, Harvest, McAfee, and Orchard Pools. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
At today's meeting, the Sedgwick County Commission will approve a proclamation declaring Suicide Awareness Week and Month in the county. Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News.
Roughly 49,000 people nationally die by suicide every single year. And if you look at just Sedgwick County, 92 people died in 2024 by suicide. So every 11 minutes across the country, someone is perishing from suicide.
Beatty commented during his weekly appearance on the Steve and Ted of the Morning Show here on KNSS.
A teacher in Salina has been arrested for allegedly supplying a student, and possibly others, with alcohol and THC products. A parent became suspicious after seeing a text message between a 16-year-old boy and a teacher at Salina South Middle School. The teacher, 47-year-old Amanda Freeman, was arrested yesterday, facing several charges. USD 305 is cooperating in the investigation.
ICE agents are on the ground in Chicago as the Trump administration continues criticizing the city's handling of crime. Fox's Griff Jenkins is there with the story.
Operation Midway Blitz is surging in the Windy City. On Monday, Fox got an exclusive ride-along with ICE's deputy director, her agents apprehending a 43-year-old illegal alien from Mexico, convicted last year of sexually assaulting a child with force. He is facing a swift deportation. The operation was launched in honor of Katie Abraham, a young Chicago woman killed in January, allegedly by an illegal alien from Guatemala, accused of driving drunk. He is now awaiting trial.
It doesn't have to be one extreme or the other, and you don't go to your corners. If that's leadership, we have no leadership then.
Katie's father, heartbroken and angry at Illinois leaders refusing to work with the Trump administration.
ICE has a list of around 1,000 people it plans to detain.
The New York Fire Department held its annual ceremony that has become a somber reflection of the lingering effects of the 9/11 terrorist attacks.
Tuesday, the FDNY added 39 names to its wall of firefighters who have died as a result of 9/11-related illnesses, which now totals more than 400. FDNY Commissioner Robert Tucker.
These losses continue to mount, and our heartbreak continues to grow.
The number of firefighters who have died from illnesses now surpasses the 343 lost on 9/11 itself. Still, despite the hurt, New York Mayor Eric Adams says there is a lesson we must continue to teach.
That this is the greatest country on the globe, and this city is representative of that.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Prepare for isolated showers and storms to move through the area through midday. Nothing heavy nor severe expected. Partly cloudy and 81 this afternoon. South winds 10 to 20. Partly cloudy 64 tonight. Mostly sunny, breezy, and hot on Thursday. A high of 89. Copy and paste onto your Friday. More sunshine, more wind. Friday's high 90. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now cloudy skies, south wind at 5 miles per hour, 64 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 6:34, Steve and Ted in the morning on this Wednesday, September 10th. And today, it was on this date 62 years ago, in 1963, 20 black students walked into public schools in Birmingham, Mobile, and Tuskegee, Alabama, after a standoff between the National Guard and Governor George Wallace. And George Wallace, he would change his attitude over the years. Of course, he was shot, almost assassinated, wound up in a wheelchair for the last part of his life, and kind of mended ways on the racial issue, I guess, before he passed away. 6:35, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. All right, Ted, here we are. Another world record, Guinness World Record. This time it's by a cereal.
Are you getting a check from the Guinness people?
The Guinness people, they're giving me a lot of money, yes, to mention these. I think they're stupid and I love them. I think they're goofy and I just love to tell about this. A cereal Guinness World Record breaker took some time during an ocean cruise to spit a table tennis ball at a wall and break one of his own records. David Rush, who holds the most concurrent Guinness World Record titles at more than 180, said he was somewhere in the North Atlantic Ocean aboard the Disney Wonder Cruise ship when he broke the record for the most table tennis balls bounced against the wall with the mouth in 30 seconds for the third time. Rush originally set the record at 43 bounces, bested his own title in 2024 with 47, and he managed to break the record for a third time with 51 bounces on day five of his cruise. Now, how do you do that? Well, I wondered, they do have a video that shows how he does it. He puts a ball in his mouth, he spits it, it hits the wall, and comes back, catches it in his mouth, back and forth, just like that. Catches his mouth, spit, catches, yeah. Fascinating.
It's easier if you use a paddle.
Yeah, this one, this guy, yeah. I don't want to play ping pong against this guy, yeah, because he could, you know, take the ball in his mouth.
Or who's the guy cleaning up the spittle? Poor ship employee at the end of that process.
The ping pong balls. Okay. Let's see here. Survey of more than 3,000 football fans about their drinking habits. I'm not going to tell you, but I'm going to save this one for a little later.
Okay.
Cracker Barrel has decided to suspend the redesign of its restaurant chain and will keep its original logo. I thought we already had this last week.
No, but they're suspending the redesign.
Yeah, the redesign. They acknowledged customer feedback in a statement released this week. You've shared your voices in recent weeks, not just on our logo, but also on our restaurants. The rollout of the new logo led to a major backlash and a significant stock drop, that prompting the company to go into damage control mode. I guess a new Coke type deal there, huh?
So good news. You can still sit on that old rickety wooden chair and eat your chicken and dumplings.
Yeah. I like Cracker Barrel. I don't know.
I do too.
I don't eat there very often, but we have a family tradition that over the years, of course, we would go to at Thanksgiving time every year, travel south to Shelley's family, all lives in Texas. And so my little family, we'd get up early on the day, I don't know, 2 days before Thanksgiving to drive down there. And we would make it to Oklahoma City by about 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
Beat the traffic and go into the Cracker Barrel and have breakfast.
See, there you go.
Did it every year for I don't know how many, 7-8 years in a row. And always like to look at all the goodies they had out there in the lobby.
Their little general store.
The general store.
It's always entertaining.
And generally speaking, I think the chow is always pretty good at Cracker Barrel. So there you go. 6:38 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And it's time for our commodities update now. With Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. In very active trading volume yesterday, the entire cattle complex traded with triple-digit downside. Now, all of the feeder futures from September of 2025 to August of 2026 closed down the $9.25 daily limit. Live cattle closed negative between $5.60 to $7 lower. There was no fresh news for selling. It appeared to be profit-taking, technical selling, and sell stops being tripped. Now, some blamed the large decline in the annual revised U.S. payroll numbers yesterday, but the Dow reacted positive. Trump's comments that the price of beef will go down just like eggs did, this comment was made over the weekend, so I don't know if any of those really had anything to do with it. Fundamentally, nothing has changed out there in the cattle complex. Now, today, feeder cattle and live cattle limits expand. Lean hogs traded mixed and closed mostly negative yesterday. On the close, October live cattle down $5.62 at $2.3017. October feeder cattle down $9.25 at $3.4992. October lean hogs were 97 cents higher at $96.12. Now Tuesday, the wheat, corn, and soybean futures closed negative after having early session mixed trading. Friday's WASDE report is looking for a smaller corn and soybean production compared to last month, but still will be record large. At the moment, December Kansas City wheat's a half a penny higher at 5.10¾. December corn down a penny and 3/4 at 4.18. November beans 3¼ lower at 10.28. October crude oil 59 cents higher at 63.22. December gold $9 higher at $3,691.20. September S&P 21.5 points higher at 6,543. September dollar index 4 cents higher at $97.79. And September Dow Jones futures 73 points lower at 45,684. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Kansas farmer right now. Want more rain or less rain?
It depends on what part of Kansas you're located in.
There you go.
You're in the north central part that got those big heavy rains this week, you sure don't want any more. But we do have some areas that are still a bit on the dry side.
Have you ever been flooded like some of those folks have, or some in your house, the water come up in your house or anything?
No, never had water in the house. But when I was back on the farm, you know, we had floods quite, you know, I shouldn't say quite often, but we had floods take place that flooded our farmland and stuff like that, yeah. Made it difficult to get around on the road. Sometimes, you know, we couldn't get out because of the flooding blocking the roads, but never got in the house.
All right. That's good to know. Okay. Well, we'll talk with you then tomorrow morning. Thank you, Tom. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities here with Steve and Ten in the Morning. Coming up, Don Grant, GMP, the Money Tracker's on the way. Trying to get the lowest mortgage rate. We'll find out about that coming up with Don Grant, the Money Tracker, Steve and Ten in the Morning here on KNSS. Steve and Ten in the Morning, KNSS. 6:46 here on this Wednesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Wichita officials want to keep people convicted of violent crime out of Old Town.
Two.
Wichita City Council passes illegal dumping ordinance with increased fines.
One.
Possible human remains found in North Wichita. Detectives call it a suspicious death. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Currently in traffic, the traffic volumes getting heavier out there. Starting to see some really heavy traffic near K-15 and MacArthur Road at this time. Traffic also getting heavier in some road construction along K-42, especially right around where K-42 meets I-235. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, I'm Jad Chambers.
Partly sunny with a 50% chance for rain today, the high of 82 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 65. Thursday, sunny and warmer, tomorrow's high up to 89 degrees. Now a cloudy sky, south wind at 5 miles per hour, 64 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Attention returns to a decades-long California cold case.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A Halloween cold case is back in the spotlight in Placer County, California, as investigators push for answers that have escaped them for 30 years. On October 31st, Sherilyn Hockley, a 34-year-old mother of three and elementary school teacher, was found dead in her minivan just a mile from the Eureka Elementary campus where she taught. She was last seen leaving the school's Halloween celebrations Friday, October 29th. Friends say she had just purchased a home in Roseville and was excited for the next chapter of her life. A rope was found next to her body, but her vehicle remains the only known crime scene connected to the case. And despite an extensive investigation at the time, the case went unsolved. Nobody has ever been arrested for her murder. Now, 32 years later, the sheriff's cold case team says it's taking another look, armed with new DNA testing methods and modern investigative tools that weren't available in the 90s. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
A positive close on the stock market Tuesday.
The major averages closing higher and at record levels after data revealed that employers added 911,000 fewer jobs than originally reported in the year that ended in March of 2025, according to the Labor Department. The jobs data revision is boosting bets for a Fed rate cut at its upcoming policy meeting next week. Among the 11 S&P 500 sectors, energy and healthcare were the best performers, while industrials lagged. Tech stocks were mixed. However, shares of Google rose 2% for a fresh record close. And Apple stock fell 1% after the tech giant unveiled its new product lineup. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, United Health Group, and J.P. Morgan Chase. The Dow decliners, Sherwin-Williams, Home Depot, and Caterpillar. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
The Dow closed up 196 points, S&P up 17, and the NASDAQ up 81. Trying to get the lowest mortgage rate. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us this morning, as always. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. You know, if you're in the throes of trying to buy a home, you've probably crunched the numbers to determine how much of a house you can afford. Well, unless you can buy it all with cash, you'll probably want the lowest rate loan that you can get. But how? Well, the first step is to get your credit in the best shape possible. The stronger your credit scores, the more attractive you are to lenders' lowest rates. Pull your free credit report by as early as you can. Fix the mistakes that you spot and pay down the existing debt. A small bump in your score can make a huge difference in the offers that you'll receive. Now, when your credit is solid, shop it. Go beyond your local bank and your dad's lender. Get quotes from different types of lenders, big banks, credit unions, online and private lenders. Roll up your sleeves and compare. The interest rate is important, but high fees with a lower rate may actually cost you more. The loan with a slightly higher rate could end up being the cheaper option once all the costs are factored in. The loan term is also important. 15-year mortgages generally have lower rates than 30-year mortgages, but payments are higher. Adjustable rate mortgages may start out lower than fixed rate loans, but the rate can rise later. The right choice depends upon your budget and how long you plan to stay in the house. If it's your forever home, consider buying discount points. That means paying more upfront to bring your rate down. Timing is important too. Mortgage rates can change from week to week. Watch those trends and work with your lender to lock the rate if you see it drop. And finally, don't underestimate the power of negotiation. If you've gathered multiple offers, let lenders know. Many of them will be willing to match or even beat a competitor's rate to win your business. And of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
So how is the housing market right now in Wichita, the Wichita area?
I think it's plugging along. I mean, I've got a client right now, actually meeting with them today, that are looking at putting an offer on a house. And they said it's been on the market for 5 weeks. You know, now the prices actually come down. Now the people may still have starry eyes when it comes to selling their house, and they're looking at some of those immediately following COVID bumps that we saw. Yeah. So I think that was a little mini bubble, perhaps. But it seems to be moving.
Today is National TV Dinner Day.
Oh.
A day to let yourself enjoy a complete meal without having to cook.
How do you handle a hungry man?
A man handler. Did you know that the first TV dinner was a Thanksgiving meal of turkey, peas, cornbread dressing, and sweet potatoes?
Probably pressed turkey.
It was the company C.A. Swanson & Sons that developed TV dinners in 1953, headquartered in Tulsa.
Mm. Really? I didn't know that. Okay. And it was in one of those stamped foil.
Yeah, the things they used to have foil on the top, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
The rectangular thing with these little pockets in there.
They looked like they were big, but then when you held it up, it was only about half an inch thick.
Yeah. You're not going to go, all right.
Make sure you read the instructions, because some of those foil tops you have to perforate occasionally, or some of them you peel off entirely, and other ones you leave on.
Jad, yeah. They don't make the foil top ones anymore.
I know.
well, they did
the same thing with the plastic nowadays.
So, do you have a favorite TV dinner?
I used to. I mean, we would love either the roast beef or the Salisbury steak.
Salisbury steak.
Yeah, and it came with that little.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dessert in there, that little cherry compote or something, or the applesauce.
Whatever that was, yeah.
Or the brownie. And if you left it in 30 seconds too long, it turned into a hockey puck.
Oh, my goodness. Well, yeah, but that other one that you'd eat the rest of it and you touch that thing, you could burn a hole in your mouth. I remember getting blistered mouth a few times.
Yeah. My wife really liked the turkey and dressing and Thanksgiving sort of thing there, but
you know what I'd love to find? I'd love to find a couple of those TV trays.
Oh,
that with the little X, you know, the little mm-hmm. stand that yeah. you just you leave them leaning against the wall, and then you just open them up and clamp them down and sit down. And
we had those made out of wood.
Okay, wow,
I don't have them anymore. I don't know. No, Shelly and I've had them, but I don't know where they are. She's thrown them away or sold them or something. Yeah, those.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know why it's not outside of Cleveland. You know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Photos of Ronald Reagan and Mrs. Reagan at the White House eating off TV trays.
Oh, that's like funny. That. Well, that's probably going to be my next estate sale find, is if I can find one that's got, you know, especially if it's got something mid-century on it, you know, like some boomerangs or some.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Today, celebrating National TV Dinner Day. Thank you, gentlemen. Coming up, 7 o'clock, our top of the hour news here at KNSS. Disaster emergency declared for several Kansas counties. We have the story. City officials want to crack down on crime in Old Town. We have that story as well. Coming up, Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know why it's not
outside of Cleveland. You know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.